everybody, and welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm just so thankful for God's goodness and how He touches our life on a day-to-day basis and how He's with us right now. His presence is here. And tonight, we're just going to step into worship, and I just want you to open your hearts and receive what the Lord has for you because He's with us tonight. Amen. And His goodness is upon us. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You tell me he can do it.
Miracles I've seen, it's you could not believe. but there's nothing too big for you. You can do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. Your ways aren't our ways. Your ways are higher than our ways. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. There's nothing you can't do. If we with our human minds think what's too much for you and not too much for you, I would think our situation that we're in right now, as opposed to raising somebody from the dead, I would think that we would think that raising somebody from the dead would be harder than dealing with our situation right now. But Lord, it's not too big for you. It's not too much for you. Lord, I thank you that you don't just want us to come to you sometimes with some little things, but you want us to come to you all the time. Because you're more than enough for all of us. You are more than enough, and you love us so much, Lord God, that you don't want us hurting and floundering on our own and in our own strength. Lord, we want to be where you are. We want to tuck up under you, Father God, and rely on your strength to get us through.
Caught up in your pain. Thank you. Over every heart and every
Hallelujah, Lord, we give you glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand.
Hallelujah.
Praise. He is worthy.
Hallelujah.
He is worthy. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
I was going to say he's worthy tonight,
Amen.
But it's not. He's worthy every minute
Amen.
Of every
Amen.
Second of every day.
Amen.
He is so worthy.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Speaking the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Praise God. There's Amen. No other name which men can be saved by. And there's no other name that has the power to overcome and to correct anything that would be needed in our lives. Amen? Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
The name of
well,
Jesus.
I'm just Hallelujah. So glad to be here with you tonight. I'm just thinking about the goodness of God. Hallelujah.
Why do I have to do this every service?
I don't know, because you like to take care of me.
I thought you were going to say, because I like to touch you.
Yeah.
You Didn't like you think to, he was going to say that?
You like to touch me, praise God. Hallelujah.
Smack you. No, we are going to speak the name of Jesus over our marriages tomorrow
yes,
night.
Yes, praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. So
Hallelujah.
That starts at 6.
6 o'clock.
Amen. Come out. It's going to be, it truly is going to be a good time. We've got pastors Rick and Lynn Burke from
Amen.
Our Dayton campus. Mm-hmm. It's going to be here. We've got pastors Kylan and Margot. Boozer from our Urbana campus, and then pastors Randy and Nicole Waters from the Bodkins campus,
Amen.
And then us. It's going to be a very powerful night. We've already done it
Amen.
Twice. Third time's a charm.
Amen.
Amen. I believe
yep,
the Lord's going to
be very good.
It is going to be very good. And the things that are said and gone over are very relevant
yep.
for today.
Yep.
Amen. So.
And we're going to have some snacks and stuff too, praise God.
Yep.
So that's good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Eating. He's eating again.
I'm eating again. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But no, seriously, we're going to go over some things that are really going to touch us in our marriages and our life. So
Amen.
It's going to be a blessing, and we're glad to be able to do that. So make sure you're here. Amen.
And then women, we're coming right back in on Saturday morning at
Whoa.
9 o'clock here. To be
Praise
filled and
God.
Speak the name of Jesus. I don't even know what Amber's planning, so... I should say something to see if it would be the truth, like, and we'd find out on Saturday, but I know what it's going to be. It's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be
Amen.
Of the Lord, and
Amen.
It's going to help us, and it's going to teach us. Amen?
Yep.
Amen, so I'm looking forward to that.
Now, all of you who are on the great dream team of Children's Church, hallelujah, we're going to have a little meeting on Sunday right after service, so make sure that if you help in Children's Church, that you're available for that. Amen?
Amen.
And that'll be a blessing and it'll be a good thing. Hallelujah. Is that all, babe?
That's it.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Huh?
The week of June 18th.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Mark Dunphy's going to be here doing a tent revival out on our property. So mark that on your calendars. Yep, the week of June 18th. So we're excited about that. He's excited. If you ever listen to his thing, I sometimes don't jump on because I'll hear, Regina, Sister Regina. You know how he talks. I don't talk like him. But hi, Mark, if you're watching, I love you. And he'll say, we want to bring that tent to Kenton. I just feel that's of the Lord. And so do
Amen.
We. So we're excited about it. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So at this time, if we have children, we're going to let them go and get going in their little classes. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in the meantime, we're just going to go here and look at something that we all know very well. Praise God. But for offering tonight, we're just going to look at what it says here in the book of Luke. In Luke chapter 6, it says in verse 37, judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And I just want to take a few minutes to remind each and every one of us that giving is a part of our nature. Amen? It's a part of God's nature. Amen? Remember, he says that he gave his only begotten son. So he teaches us that giving is a part of our lifestyle. It's a part of the way that we do things. And when it comes to tithe and offerings, when we open up our heart to give in this area, we're trusting God with our finances. And we're trusting God to step in and to help us. And I'll tell you that over the years, I have seen God go above and beyond what my finances could do without his touch on them. Amen? I remember when we first got started and we were first saved, and I'm telling you, we were poor. And you know you're poor when the people in the poor neighborhood spell you're poor with capital letters. Amen? And so we just started with God giving. And before you know it, he would just do things and touch things and just bring us through things. And I'm just promising you tonight that if you open up your heart and you give, and if you haven't been tithing, I want to challenge you to take another step. Amen? Giving is one thing, but when you tithe, you open your heart up to have God touch what you have. And he says he will rebuke the devourer on your behalf. Amen? He'll open up the windows of heaven, and he will give you favor, and he will touch your life in a way that will just be amazing. Amen? So tonight, we're just going to pray and believe God. Father, as we give tonight, Father, Lord, I thank you, Father, that you give us opportunity to use our faith, God, to trust in you, to put everything on you, Father God, and God, to just believe you with our life and believe you in this area, Father. And Lord, tonight, I just pray your blessing upon your people, Father God, and I pray that they just take those steps that you show them in the area of giving, God, so you can bless them and increase them, Father. And Lord, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is not my message tonight. I'm just going to put it out there that I believe God is the God of the miraculous. I believe that God can do those things that are beyond the natural. Amen? And I believe that the Lord comes upon believers and touches their stuff in different ways. Amen? And I'm just telling you that I'm just believing God for you to see things and to see God do supernatural things. Amen? I was thinking earlier of the fact that in the Bible, one time someone was using an axe and the head of it fell off. And you know, the prophet used his faith, and you know, that axe head floated to the top of water. Wow. Praise God. You know, we need to open our heart up and understand that God wants to put his touch on your life. Amen? He wants to help you in different ways, and he wants to be a part of your life in the ways that he can do everything that he can do. Amen? So tonight, we're going to look a little bit at eternal life, and I'm going to start by reading a pretty long scripture here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! And we're going to start in Mark chapter 10, and we're going to talk about the rich man for a minute. Amen? And I just want you to see some things here that we're going to learn from, and I'm just going to read through it and talk to you, and we're just going to be touched by the goodness of God. And it says in verse 17, "And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, 'Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?' And Jesus said unto him, 'Why callest thou me good? There's none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother.' And he answered and said unto him, 'Master, all these have I observed from my youth.' Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him." Uh-oh. Woo! Boy, when the Lord corrects you, amen, and when the Lord convicts you, you should get excited. Now, I know that it doesn't feel good at the time. I know that we have to handle things when God comes our way. But guess what? He's looking at you and he's loving you. He wants the best for you, amen? And he convicts you of things so that you can change them and so that you can be blessed and you can walk in what he has for you, amen? So it says, Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come take up your cross and follow me. And immediately the man, he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. You know, it's one thing that the Lord didn't tell him is, hey, have no other God before me. Don't have idols in your life. Amen? And he didn't put that commandment out there because that's the one this man was dealing with. Amen? And so what we find out is that I want you to know that there is nothing wrong with you having things. Amen? I pray that you're all rich. Hallelujah. I pray that you're all blessed. I pray that good things are a part of your life and that you have more than enough, according to the word, that you could give to every good work and that every need in your life is met. So we're going to read here and see what the true issue was. And Jesus looked round about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And what the Lord was really teaching us right here is that there's nothing wrong with having anything. I want you to have nice homes, cars. I want you to be able to do whatever you can do. God wants to touch you in that way, and he doesn't mind you having any good thing. But the problem is that good thing can't have you. That good thing can't have your heart. Amen? I want you to know something, that you can have things in this life, but the Bible says that if you trust in those things, if you put those things too high in priority, it will impact in a negative way your relationship with God. Amen? Because we have got to remember that the most important thing that we're going to do in this life is make sure that we have eternal life. Amen? And we want to make sure that there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God or from the kingdom of God. Amen? So he looked at them and he said, and they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible. It is impossible. But not with God, for with God all things are possible. I want you to know something, that these disciples were men that had something. Amen? They had fishing businesses and stuff like that, which at that time would have been a thing of wealth and all that kind of stuff. So that's why they were like, oh my goodness, what? Whoa, what can we have then? Because the Bible also does teach us that as we go with God, you're going to be blessed. Amen? You might not be a billionaire, or you might not be a multi-millionaire, but you will find that God will bless you and meet your needs. Amen? And so we need to make sure that we understand that the Lord does not want us poor and begging. He just wants to make sure that when we have things, we have them in the proper place and in the priority that they should be in. Amen? Then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sister or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sakes and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. What does that mean? Does that mean that we get saved and we have to exchange out the family members that we have? No, not at all. What this means is that if we get Jesus in our heart, all those things will become more valuable to us. If we get Jesus in our heart, these aspects of life, our home, our families, our our wives, our children, will become more blessed to us, and we will appreciate things more in this life when we have Jesus as Lord and Savior. Amen? So that's what Jesus is saying to them, and that he also says that with these things sometimes comes persecutions. Amen? The world might look at you and might come against you because of your faith and all that kind of stuff. But this is what he says, that in this life you can be blessed. But what's most important is that he says, and in the world to come, eternal life. I want to remind each and every one of us tonight that we're not just living this life to get by. We're not just living this life to get by day by day and just to get to the end of it and have nothing. No way, no way. I want you to know something. We're living this life so that when we make the transition beyond this life, that we're walking in the blessing and the goodness of God. Amen? We want to hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord." Because what I want you to know is that we suffer some things here on this earth. We suffer death, we suffer loss, we suffer some things that are not exactly joyful. But if we will walk and do what God wants us to do, those things are going to come around and we're going to be blessed. Amen? I tell you right now, sometimes I think about my mama, praise God, hallelujah, and she's in heaven today, and I know that she's better off in heaven. And I tell you what, I know that one day we're going to be reunited. I'm going to see her again. And she's going to say, "Baby Philip, praise God. Hallelujah." But I'm telling you that we have got to remember that we're not on this earth for a temporary purpose or a temporary thing. Amen? That's why it was so important in this particular scripture that the Lord was really asking this man, "Hey, give up your riches. There, you're so invested in what you have on this earth. Make sure that it's secondary to your faith." Amen? And so the Lord was really challenging this man, because even though he had wealth and he had possessions, that is one day going to come to naught. Amen? That is one day going to be something that is less than what we are ever going to be able to do with it. Remember, I think we're going to the next scripture that talks about this kind of stuff, I believe. Hallelujah. But I just want you to remember that it's important for us not to ever put anything above God. Amen? And it's important to us to remember that we're really on this journey to have eternal life. Amen? We've been born again. We're the children of God. We're blessed. Amen? And so it says right here in 1 Peter chapter 5, it says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." See, I want you to always be able to humble yourselves before God. Amen? Just like that rich young ruler, the unfortunate thing was he couldn't humble himself to what Jesus had said. He couldn't humble himself to understand and know that the wealth of this world means less than what we're going to receive in the kingdom of God. Amen? And it says here, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." I want you to understand what it says here, that the devil is looking for whom he may devour. In other words, that means that we have to set ourselves up to be available for the devil to work on us. I want you to know something. If you're filled with the Word of God, and if you're using your faith, you're going to have battles, but the devil can't devour you. And I tell you what, the Bible says that if we resist him, he will flee. And I want you to know something, that means he will run in terror away from you as though he was under military attack. Amen? And so, praise God. So I want us to be people that understand that it says here, whom resist, the devil goes around as a roaring lion, walking about seeing whom he may devour. But it says here, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. I want you to know something. That you have a big advantage over everybody else in the world. You know, you hear all this. All this woke conversation about who has the advantage in this life. Amen. Well, I want you to know something. Advantage in this life does not come with your skin color. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I want you to know something, that if you work hard and if you're diligent, God, in most, the advantage in this life comes, and the unfair advantage in this life comes from being saved. I tell you what, that's the unfair advantage in this thing called life. It's Christianity, it's serving God, it's being available to Him, because that's how you receive favor, that's how you receive power beyond yourself, and that's how you walk in victory. Amen? So I want you to know something, that the goodness of God is upon us, so that everything that our brethren in the world suffers through, if we would go by the way of God and use our faith, we would overcome. Amen? It says, but the God of all grace, who hath called us into His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, will make you perfect, establish, strengthen you, and settle you. Amen? To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen? So I want you to know something, that God's goodness is always going to take care of us, and we want to make sure that we keep our heart open for eternal life. Amen? You know, I thought this scripture, I lost my place there, because part of this, I thought it was going to talk about how we brought nothing into this world and we can take nothing out. Amen? Hallelujah. My mom used to think that she had a scripture. Amen? Her scripture was, I brought you into this world, I'll take you out of this world. Amen? Hallelujah. She used to say that to me when I was younger, like it was Bible. But the Bible really says that we brought nothing into this world and we can take nothing out. Amen? That's why we want to make sure that our hope and our trust is not in what we have. Now, I tell you what, I believe as Christians, according to the Word, we should work hard. Amen? The Bible even says that we should work for our bosses and those over us, even if they're foward and mean, we should work as unto the Lord for them. Amen? So I want you to know that as a Christian, you should be one of the best workers in your workplace. Amen? Because you're empowered to do so. Amen? The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And the Bible also says that the Lord will help us, spirit, soul, and body. Amen? So I want you to know that God blesses you in these areas. The Lord cares about what your vocation is. He cares about where you work and what you do. That's why He's gifted you with those talents. Amen? You have some natural talents and some abilities that are God-given gifts so that you can find purpose and place and be able to work. But I also want you to know that even though He gifts you to work in this world, and even though He gifts you to make wages in this world and to find success in this world, He does not gift you in that way so that you'll fall in love with that alone. Amen? I want you to know that beyond and above that, God wants you to find your identity in Him. Amen? He wants you to find out who He has created you to be, because He wants you to make sure that you fulfill your destiny on this life with the foundation of going into the kingdom. Amen? You know, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. First of all, I want you to know something. If you can rightly divide the word of truth, amen, the unfortunate thing is that you can wrongfully divide the word of truth. But I want you to know something, that the Bible also says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 through 23 in there, it says that you have an unction from the Holy One who will reveal to you that you can know all things, amen? So the Lord, the Holy Ghost, will help you in your learning, amen? I want you to know something, that when you open that Bible and you go to study the Word of God, make sure that you ask God to help you. Father, give me understanding as I read and as I go through this. And also, don't be afraid to have other people help you read. Amen? Get together. Study that Bible with somebody. Amen? Ask questions. Amen? Because that is a good thing to do. And you'll be blessed while doing it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to look at 1 John chapter 5, and I'm going to read in verse 9, and it says, "If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son." I want you to know something, that when you truly receive Jesus and you ask him into your heart and you become saved, there's just an internal understanding that you've been saved. Nobody can talk me out of my salvation. I don't care what you try to say or what you try to do, I have an absolute confidence that I was saved, amen? When I asked the Lord into my heart, when I asked him to be the Lord and Savior of my life, something changed. Now, everything around me was still the same at the time. I was still broke, hallelujah, amen? But I was still looking good, amen? I don't care if you think I look good. The Lord says I look good, amen? Because he created me. But I want you to know that when you receive salvation, you have a knowing from God that you're saved. Amen? And you know that he's with you. And it says right here in verse 11, "And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." Amen? And I want you to know something, that we want to make sure that we have Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our life, because there is something well beyond this everyday experience that we have. I want you to know that in the natural realm of things, in this world, we will have disappointment. Amen? In the natural realm of things, we will have struggle. Amen? In the natural realm of things, we will have difficulty. But I also want you to know something, that even if you suffer some things in this life, the Bible says that don't let the afflictions of this life separate you from the glory of the goodness of what's to come. Amen? And that means that it's worth it to go through this life and have some struggles, but win some victories with God, and also make sure that at the end of it, you're going to heaven. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Ah, here it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6. I want to read to you in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. It says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into a temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition." And remember, when it says they that will be rich, it's not talking about the number of dollars that's in your bank account. It's talking about being rich in this world, having a mindset that this world is the way to go, and that everything counts on this world and in this world. Amen? It says, not money. Now listen to this. I want to make sure that you understand this. Money in itself is not bad. Money in itself is not evil. It's a tool that we need. Amen? even for the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's things that we cannot do if we don't have money. I tell you what, we couldn't have built the church without God providing, amen? We wouldn't even have a place for worship without God providing. So we know that money in itself is not bad, and that's what it says here. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with mighty sorrows. But thou, O man of God, or woman of God, or child of God, hallelujah, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. So what is the good fight of faith? It's pursuing God. It's overcoming adversity. It's keeping your faith even when you have struggles. Amen? It's knowing that God is going to work on your behalf. Amen? And fighting the good fight of faith means that you're not just focused on the day-to-day. You're in this thing for the long haul. Amen? I'm in it to win it. Praise God. I'm not giving up. I'm not a short timer. I'm not just going to be in this for a year. This is who I am. It's no longer a decision, amen? I tell you what, faith is what I'm going to pursue, and Jesus is what I'm going to pursue, no matter what comes our way. That's when you're fighting the fight of faith, amen? And when you will stand for your faith before anything else, amen? I tell you what, I thank God that I grew up a few years ago, amen? Because I tell you, there's a lot of pressure on young people today. And I tell you what, it's very difficult for young people today with all the influences out there that they can get involved in that come after them and how the pressures of social media and the pressures of all these things that they face today. I tell you what, it's important for us as parents to make sure that we're supporting and that we're there and that we pray and that we believe God and that we teach them things out of the Bible, because I'm telling you, your children today have to fight a fight. And I tell you what, I was always proud of Philip because he never hid his faith. Even when he was young, he would get under pressure sometimes because he would wear a Christian church shirt to school. And I was always proud of him for being willing to wear his faith out there, even as a young person. Amen. And so we have to make sure that we use our faith, amen, and that we put things out there and that we're willing to just be able to stand strong in the things of God, amen? The Bible says that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen? That means that I am willing to put it out there that I am saved and that I'm open about my faith and that I'm not afraid of my faith, amen? And I tell you what, it might be scary sometimes, especially if you're younger. It might be scary sometimes, but I want to promise you that it's well worth it. Amen? And that God will bless you and that things will be on your behalf and are good when you trust God. Amen? Put your life in the hands of Jesus and you'll see the goodness of God. Amen? I want to read something to you here out of 3 John. And this is a good scripture here. And it says in 3 John chapter 2, or verse 2, it says, Beloved, I would above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I want you to know something. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Again, I want to make sure that you know it's not bad for you to prosper. It's not bad for you to have good things. In fact, as you live for God, you're going to have good things. Amen? But the important thing here was that I want you to prosper as your soul prospers. Amen? I want you to know that the importance of it is that your soul grows and your soul is blessed. And that's where true prosperity comes from. Amen? And the goodness of God is going to always be a part of our life. Remember, goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life when you allow Jesus to be in that place of faith and favor. Amen? And we're just going to read one more thing here. Hallelujah. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, I just want to read something here. And it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1, "Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and please God, so you would abound more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and in honor." I want to just share something with you. Hallelujah. You can possess who you are. You don't have to go astray. God will help you. The Lord will help you. Amen. It says that before we were saved, we were bound by sin and we couldn't control ourselves. Amen. But the Bible says that after we're saved by the power of Jesus Christ, we can possess this vessel. Amen. And I thank God that our nature truly changes the more we get in the Word. The more we let God have His way with us, our nature truly changes. Amen? I remember a time there, I know you guys might not believe this, but I used to cuss. I used to be violent. I used to fight. I used to lie. Did you say a lot? Woman, you better watch yourself. Not everything about me was good. But I can also tell you that since I've been saved, I haven't said one swear word. Since I've been saved, I haven't had a violent altercation with another human being. Since I truly, truly, truly received the Lord and the Holy Ghost and the power of God, He's kept me and protected me from those things. Now, you got to set boundaries. There's places that after I was saved, I never went back to. There's things that after I was saved, I never touched again. I removed myself from being available to some things that could bring out the wrong nature. And I just want to challenge you right now to make sure that as people, we possess our vessel. That means that we set boundaries. That means that we believe God. Amen? That means that when we see things about ourselves that do not exactly line up with the Word of God, that we change. You know, I had to read the Word, and it says that no profane word should come out of your mouth. Amen? And I had to study that out and realize that if I'm a true Christian and I'm going to represent Jesus, I can't run around cussing all the time. Hallelujah. Praise God. And just because I get a little angry doesn't give me a right to slip back to those things that are of my yesterday. Amen? So I just want to encourage you tonight that we're in this journey not just to live a good life in this life, but we're in this journey for eternal life. Amen? I can't wait till I get to bug all of you in heaven. Amen? I don't know if it'll be this way, but I pray it is that you're making breakfast one day and I just come through your wall, hallelujah, and you know I'm coming, praise God. You have to set an extra plate for me, amen, because I'm going to come and bug you in heaven, amen. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just declare your glory, God. We just exalt you and lift you up, Father. And Lord, we thank you that we're not just living a day-to-day life in this thing, but God, that our hearts are open. Because, Father, We want to live a good life here. We want to follow you. We want to make sure that we have nothing in our heart that's above you, Father God. No idols. Wealth and riches doesn't overtake your place in our life, God. Good things don't overtake your place in our life. Our heart is open for you, Father God, and we're believing for you, Father God, to possess every part of us, Father God, and that we are going to have eternal life. When we finish our race here, it's not over for us, God. You'll bless us, you'll touch us, you'll lead us into the life after this, Father God, and we're going to walk in blessing and goodness, Father God. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we put Terry before you right now, Father. And Lord, we just pray that you touch him, God. That, God, you bring healing to whatever ailment is upon him, God, because he's not feeling well. And God, you're going to strengthen him. And Lord, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that Terry would be healed, Father. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're watching us on live stream tonight, I just want to encourage you that make Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior. Amen. And that as you follow him, he will help you and he will touch your life because he loves you and he wants to make sure that he brings you all the way through this thing called life, all the way until eternal life. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. And I want to thank each of you for coming out tonight. And just go here and be blessed. And we thank you for coming. And remember the marriage seminar tomorrow at 6 o'clock. We'll be here. And then we're going to be here Sunday. And the women are going to have a great breakfast on Saturday. So it's going to be a busy weekend, but we're going to enjoy it all. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God.